What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Hey, it's a show.
Yeah, and we're Terry and Gatch. Today on the show, we're going to talk about severed genitalia.
And astronauts.
And a local fallen hero. As well as beg for money.
Yep.
Hey, thanks
for
listening.
Money.
Money. Give us money.
That's messed up, man.
This is the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Episode 604, and my name is Terry Kyle. Across the desk, co-host.
I'm Gatch.
Check out these jams in the background. What do you think about this?
It's pretty cool.
This is a two-man band. Unfortunately, now
professions.
A drummer, and a lady on the mallet cat.
Ah.
And a looper pedal. So she did a bass line now.
All right.
She did an upper line.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got a weird thing on her vocals. Check this out. Scat. With a built-in harmony track. And Leonard Overdrive. Have some sad news.
I like it. I like experimental.
It's fucking awesome, man. Allie Bach on lead vocals and Mallet Cat. And unfortunately, the now deceased Glenn Leonard on the drums. And I can't even believe that I'm saying that out of my mouth. I got chills just now as she was doing that siren and I said that out loud. So, as soon as this song's over, we might give a moment of silence. I still don't know what happened. He must have had a heart attack, because I know you don't spend too much time on Facebook anymore, but just the day before he passed away, he posted a picture of himself because he just built a new shed in his backyard, and he has his old shed still, and he was going like this, and it said, "Two Sheds Glenn." And he had the biggest grin you could ever see on his face, just like you always saw on his face.
That's a killer nickname.
Two Sheds Glenn. I'm glad that he came up with it the day before he passed, because his page blew up within an hour of his death of over 200 comments and wow. People like... I knew that Glenn had been around the block, but I didn't know the huge impact that he had on the musical community, not only in the Oregon area, but the entire world. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
He just recently got to go to that Zappa Fest, and I think that was his first time for that. But 54 years old, he was in the ICU all of a sudden, and then he passed away. So my condolences.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah, go out to Ollie. I guess that's Allie. I like to call her Ollie Bach, but I found out her name is Allison, so it's probably Allie.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and I got the opportunity to go to their house and play music with them a couple times. And I talked to other people that got to do guest sets with the Pajama People, and they said that while they enjoyed playing with Ike Willis and that opportunity, It was almost more surreal and enthralling to just go to their house and hang out because they were such... Like, I only talked to Glenn probably 5 times in my life. I knew him about a year, but I felt like he was a good friend of mine. And they were just...
Very personable.
Oh, man. And those two...
Outreaching.
Those two
open.
Are like one of those couples that you see. And whether or not they have problems behind closed doors, they're just one of those couples that you know. They're perfect, and they're so in love. So have a big, big sympathy for Ali Bach and a little moment of silence here for Glenn. The only thing I can say is he's probably jamming with Frank right now.
Hell yeah.
If there's anywhere to be jamming.
And it's times like
these,
jamming.
That's times like these that makes me want to believe that you just don't go on the ground or wherever you go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard
Ghosts.
Not. Yeah, the ghost of Glenn Leonard.
Mm-hmm. Sticking around, watching music.
Yep.
You know?
And they had a last
hanging
minute,
out at shows.
Last minute fill in on his
why not? That would be...
Cosmic Debris show on KRVM on Friday night, because that was the night that he passed away. So
imagine if you just became an entity that could travel time and then you could go to any show ever.
Maybe that's what he did. Yeah.
You know, if I want to go to Hendrix at Winterland.
You know, it's kind of weird.
Bam! You just go there and you're just like watching.
I have a an event page for my upcoming comedy show.
Uh-huh.
He's attending. That's even weirder, you know? And he used to do comedy in Philly with Paul F. Tompkins as the open mic host in 1989.
Wow.
He said he had tapes. He was going to give me some tapes of some old comedy of him and Paul F. Tompkins back in the day. And he was this close to coming out. I mean, I almost had him. He was going to start coming out to open mics and trying comedy again. He's funny. And then I saw these comments from people I don't know, people that had been in other bands with him, the other Zappa band he was in, and saying, my comedy brother, what am I going to do without him, you know, and all this weird stuff. So I just amazing. And then one person, and I know this is some people's way of dealing with stuff, they posted on his page, God damn you, Glenn, you motherfucker, how could you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Allie needs you. You've got more stuff to do, you know. It was, you know, it was probably a close friend or family member that wasn't trying to be disrespectful in any means. But if you look at it, and that's a weird way of dealing with something to
put it out there public.
Yeah, to say you fucker.
Yeah.
How could you go and die like you really wanted to go?
I mean,
you
should have sent that private message.
Yeah, I mean, it was a blast, and she even tagged Allie in it, so it went to her page too. And maybe she knew him well enough to know that. They would understand, but I was amazed.
You never know, but yeah, but you know.
Yeah, but enough about that. This is a comedy show, but I just wanted to pay a little bit of tribute. Our next Zappa cast will probably be dedicated, if not about whatever I can find out about the life and times of Glenn Leonard, because he's created quite a legacy. He had a band before he started doing the Zappa thing that was kind of successful back east, kind of a Emerson, Lake, and Palmer type of a progressive course, real good musicianship, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to check some of that out. I wish
I
would have.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Whiffed, I would have took it out sooner.
Mm-hmm. You into those guys? Did you ever expand beyond brain salad surgery?
Yeah, and welcome back, my friend, to the show that never. Is that that's a song?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's the whole album.
Yeah.
And they had like 2 or 3 hits, I think, over there. One might just be like a half of
the song.
The
only songs that I'm familiar with are ones that I've heard on the radio.
Oh, really?
That way. I don't have any of their CDs or anything like that.
Very
so.
Thematic, like, you know, I mean...
The whole album is a story, right?
Yeah, I mean, that Welcome to the Show, you know, that's like in a context of an entire elaborate brain salad surgery. Which, I don't know, I haven't listened to in a while, but, you know, it's...
Really? What does that mean?
It's good music.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have it's probably been at least 10 years since I whipped out that album, though.
Yeah. Do you have it on a CD?
Probably, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, just to let anybody know, everything's back to normal on the What's in Hans's CD player front. He just, it slipped his mind. And although you might think it slipped his mind all week,
my mind.
He did respond, but it was too late after the episodes had been wrapped and wrapped up and ready for your consumption. So then he sent another one. So I guess we'll do a double shot of what's in Hans's CD player all week to make up. So
right on.
Because I was just going to discard last week's, but they're too good. They're too good.
Hans sent me a message saying that Jerry Murphy always off the rails.
Yeah, big time. He told me, too, at practice. He said, just gets out of control about halfway through. He's like, he said to me that I couldn't most of the time get a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I could if I would have. If you guys would have been listening to me, I did listen to that episode where I was trying to explain something and I don't even know what it was because it was funny. But.
I told him it's always fun with Jaeger and guns.
Yep.
Literally.
Hey, you know what we found out the other day at Griefhammer practice?
What's that?
We don't have guns. Not one member of Griefhammer owns a gun. So please don't attack us on the streets or in a venue because...
What about a BB gun?
Well... I think they would have said.
All right.
That sounds like one of our goony people would have said, I got a BB gun.
All right. What about a salad shooter?
Hans probably has a salad shooter.
Because that can shoot like potato slices.
Yeah. That's also a vegetarian's ass.
Ah!
Salad shooter.
Is Hans a vegetarian?
No.
Oh.
I don't believe so. He likes meat.
All right.
Hans loves meat.
Hans, don't be a vegetarian.
He cooks most of the time, I believe, and from what I understand.
Right on.
Because his wife doesn't really know how.
Ah.
Dina doesn't listen to the show, does she? Hans? I didn't think so. That's stupid.
I got a
bitch.
Cooking tip.
cooking tip for Hans. It's just for Hans
everybody.
Today. Nope, no one else please use
this. This is just for you, Hans.
Put a strip of meatloaf on
your
bacon.
Hey, you got some of that leftover pizza, you know, you microwave it.
Pizza now. Yep.
Well, why not while you're microwaving it? You know, put a little pan on hot with a little bit of butter in there, and then when you take it out of the microwave, throw it in that pan on high, get a little crispy crust going on there.
Because you don't like a soggy crust, do you?
We'll give it a little bit more fresh flavor.
Yeah. And don't forget to put that, I couldn't talk my wife into doing it, put the strip of bacon underneath your meatloaf.
Oh, really?
But it still turned out great. Right we on. Did find out how to use the convection oven, the convection part of our oven. And because our other oven kind of went haywire to where sometimes it just gets way hotter than it's supposed to be. And it'll burn whatever you're cooking unless you fucking check it every fucking 5 seconds.
Wait a minute. Is this another one of those new appliances you got?
Yeah. It's been on the fritz for quite a while now. It gave us an F10 error on the readout because it's all computerized, you know. So
F10 error. That's weird.
Yeah. So we were cooking something like a pizza, and then just all of a sudden, it was on fire basically. Because we put it at the normal temperature for the normal time, and it just fucking burnt the fuck out of it.
You should have just put it in like that 800 degree pizza oven.
That's I think what it was trying to do. We should have had a regular pizza with a brick under it or something, or a stone. I don't know. But so we went on the internet and looked up, or went in our manual or whatever, and it said, "Oh, F10 error. Call your local technician.
Yeah, warranty specialist.
The warranty just expired right before that happened. So they got a timer on that fucker. I'm pretty sure." And so then it said you could go in, and if you get an F10 error, there's something wrong with the heating element. Obviously, we knew that. It was working just rather well. And so it says take off the back panel, and if you see, like, evidence of, like, blackness of a burnt thing, then you can replace this little thing that's in there that's pretty cheap.
Like a resistor that controls the heat. Yeah. Pretty much you're turning it on anywhere, and it's just full blast.
Well, yeah, right? But sometimes it doesn't. So it's like it's shorting out or it's just going bad or something. But they said it's pretty inexpensive to fix if you want to try to fix it yourself. So we stopped using it for a while, and then I just used it once because I had some cinnamon rolls that I just really needed. Cinnamon rolls.
How's that convection oven work, though?
Oh, it works great for the meatloaf because it's got a fan and stuff in there, and it does
All aerates around it.
It was good, and it was all really juicy, and it wasn't, like, crisp on the top like sometimes that ketchup gets, but it was pretty good. And we had some good food at the wedding. I did a wedding this weekend. I think this was my fourth wedding, maybe my third.
Congratulations.
Yeah, to the Queenettes. They're going to the coast for a short honeymoon of one night. But
did you officiate this?
I did.
Oh, this is the fourth time you've married somebody.
Yeah, and I did sound too, so I double dutied.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you had the runs then, right?
I had the runs.
Back and forth.
Did you say duty?
Double duty.
It was number two duties. And so I had to, but they luckily had a short, sweet ceremony with no music in the actual ceremony except for the bride walking in music, which was not dun, 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 dun.
It was Blurred Lines.
Nope, it was Train. Because the band Train.
Uh-huh. All right.
Because
I'm
she didn't have.
I remember that song.
It wasn't one I'd heard of. The song was called Marry Me, so it was very appropriate.
Oh, okay.
It was just a poignant acoustic song with a soulful lead vocal.
I think that's what their
vocal thing
was, right? They were
Marry
like an
me,
acoustic band.
Yeah, yeah. I love the dee doo 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 something. And so then we stood, and it was supposed to rain, 60% chance of rain, and I told them the night before at the rehearsal, you know what's going to happen? You go at about 10 to 2, the clouds are going to part, the sun's going to come out just a little bit. There's going to be a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the rainbow didn't happen, but the clouds did part. Not at the time, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it poured.
Oh, yeah. Before and after.
Yeah. I didn't see the after, but I saw the before.
Oh, the day before was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, and then...
And then Sunday was a windy, windy bitch.
Uh-huh.
Very windy. But yeah, it was uneventful, and there were some crazies there that had been drinking, and someone decided to bring a bunch of cans of Silly String, but it was like generics because it was called Goofy String.
The dollar store?
Do they have to call it Goofy String because Silly String's got a TM?
It must.
Because it was Goofy String, but it was silly.
It's probably also they can't mix it the same, so they have to make it crappier.
So then Jake and Julie announced that... The people from the park specifically told them that if they used any Silly or Goofy String, that they would not get their $100 deposit back.
Ooh.
Even because they just assume that there's no way you can clean all that stuff up if you used a lot of it, if everyone went crazy. So there was some guy, I don't know if you know him, TJ Iverson.
Uh-huh.
He's Jeff Ross's brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know Jeff Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he was there and he broke his leg. He broke his leg recently, his femur, and blew his knee out.
If I remember right, he's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy. I just met him, and he's crazy.
Okay.
And he's like, fuck that. I got $100 in my pocket right now. And he pulls out $100, and he's like, I want to shoot some Silly String. And I was like, well, if you got $100, then I guess that's okay. And then I just kind of slithered off without saying that. Whenever I was like, not to be a tattletale, but I knew that that was important to him because Julie had expressed
certainly
him.
you don't want them to have any stress.
And I had met him, but we hadn't been introduced. I was like, who's that dude over there with the backwards hat and the crutches? And they're like, oh, that's TJ. They're like, that's Jeff's brother. We're like, oh. I go, well, he said he's got $100 and he wants to spray some Silly String. And they're like, Julie's like, no, tell him not to. I was like, well, I did, but you probably should, you guys, man. Jake's all, I'm not going to stress about it right now. I'm eating. He was like trying to be so carefree and not even care about anything, which is awesome to do. But he didn't spray. No, I guess somebody sprayed him in the bathroom. Somebody snuck up behind Jake when he was peeing and just like double canned him all over his head and all of his shoulders. So I guess it was over the toilet. So they probably got it cleaned up. But
yeah, sounds like a good compromise.
It was fun times. Pat didn't come and he got an invitation. And I actually was told to tell him that he was almost obligated to go to Jake's wedding because Jake went to two of his. Hi-o, burn. And I texted that to Pat with the hi-o and the burn. No reply. But I've been seeing Pat more often lately. He stopped by once in a while because his crazy ex-wife took off to Alaska without her kids. What? What? So now him.
What?
Yeah. Let that sink in for a second. She'd had to go up there and make some money real quick.
Hmm.
So
she like working on the
she rented
the
him a house.
Fields are on a fishing boat. Is it crabbing time?
I think she's just meffing around up there with some guy that has some money. I don't know. She has been pretty methed up lately, if you know what I mean.
So she travels around and
she has a sugar daddy
slams him or shams him for money until she has enough to come back home?
I don't even understand. But so she recently moved because she got out of that little one-bedroom house and had a good little house for actually the house that my son was probably conceived in. The former Banshee.
The one with enough rooms for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. And then she just says, okay, I'm going to go to Alaska for like a month. And so now Mike and Pat, the two daddies of the kids, have to like take turns. Pat has to drive up here and stay a couple nights so the kids aren't by themselves and, you know, get them off to school and then Well, they could probably get themselves off to school, mm-hmm. but still, you know, got to be there overnight and then drive back. So more hardships created by a psychopath.
That's crazy.
I know. It's just one thing after another.
Pat's kids are pretty with it, though.
They are. And Grace has already conceded that her mom is just crazy, weirdo.
That's good to create a separated that she doesn't think it's normal.
And she kind of just, right? She kind of just shrugs her shoulders and goes, eh, like her dad would. What are you going to do? She's crazy. I don't know what to do except for just try to deal with it as best I can. And that's an awesome attitude for a 17-year-old kid to have, you know.
That brings me to this week's quote of the week.
All right.
What's so great about a mom-and-pop store? Let me tell you something. If my mom-and-pop ran a store, I would not shop there.
Ooh.
That is George Costanza.
Ooh. Ooh, nice. Nice one, George. And speaking of the week things, this is a new thing we started this season, a dumbass driver of the week I encountered just yesterday on the way to the wedding. Oregon license plate 855-FMW, and that's from memory because she pissed me off so bad I kept chanting her license plate until now it's like a song to me. Actually, the way I remembered the acronym of FMW, it was Fuck My Wife. And she kept doing, and I was like, come on, 855, fuck my wife, what the fuck's your problem? Mm-hmm. Road raging just a little bit, but on the funny side, because she like zipped up beside me. I was going the same speed as everybody in the fast lane, and there were a couple car lengths between each car, because when you're going 75 miles an hour, you should have a couple car lengths between each car. So she tries to pass on the right, and then the dude who's going 65 in the slow lane, you know, she comes up to him, and then she's like, oh, I'm going to get over real quick, and goes into the two-car spot when you're going 70. It's like,
is that a sign of a methed-up driver?
She didn't. She looked like she was just snooty and in a hurry because she didn't want to be late. Like she was probably,
I didn't know if that was a characteristic. So thinking about it, like you see those guys always zigzagging and stuff. I was wondering, maybe that's a...
It's a meth driver.
It's a methed-up driver. It's like you're trying to say messed up, but you got like a little lisp.
Yeah,
that's a messed up driver.
That's messed up, man. And I found this just last night. I think it was, I don't know if the same day, but so I come back from doing a wedding, and I'm getting some of my facts together for the show. And I find a story about a wedding in Britain, in Hutton, England. A British church was delayed when a man came into the facility covered in blood after cutting off his own testicles.
I know. Was he going to put them in her purse?
I don't know what the dude was going to do. Wedding guests said they arrived early Saturday afternoon at the North Albany Park, at All Saints Church in Hutton, England, and found that the vicar was not allowing anyone inside because a man had, quote, injured himself.
Mm-hmm.
There was blood all over the floor.
Sounds like he vicared himself.
There was blood all over the floor outside the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then a witness went in and there was like, looked like a murder. There was blood everywhere in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the vicar said he knew of the man, and he said that he had come into the church as they were getting set up, and he had chopped his own testicles off with a pair of scissors and was going berserk.
I think he was going berserk before he lopped off his own nods.
He was also chucking chairs around.
Before or after?
At the time. He had cut off his testicles with a pair of scissors, was going berserk, chucking chairs around. I'm surprised he didn't pass out from loss of blood.
But if you just chopped off your lollies.
Your balls.
Then wouldn't, I would be probably throwing the near, I would probably be throwing the pews around. Right?
I'd probably be lying on the ground in a fetal position howling like a cat in heat. So he chops his balls off, he's bleeding like a stuck pig, going berserk and chucking chairs around, and the guy went into the church and saw something on the floor which he could only describe as flesh, which he thought was part of a man's arm, but it turned out to be one of his balls.
Was it a circumcision gone wrong?
He came to the wedding before guests had arrived, chopped his balls off outside the church, and then ran in and started throwing chairs around.
This wasn't like her ex-husband or anything?
It says that they don't know any connection. the vicar said he's more concerned that he is now getting the appropriate treatment that he needs. He was treated at a local hospital and was later referred to a mental health assessment.
Wow.
Which makes sense. Because, I don't know, maybe he didn't want, he must obviously didn't want that wedding to happen.
Yeah.
Or something. Well, why doesn't
over my severed testicles are you going to marry that bitch?
Don't they have something where you can just speak up and then forever hold your peace? Or maybe he took the peace literally or something.
He's like, well, I could wait until the ceremony happens. And when they say, if anyone objects, please speak now or forever cut your balls off.
Yeah, or he's cut like, your
I'm
balls,
cutting
off
the balls off
and
now.
Throw some chairs around.
And leaving a testicle right by the pew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's weird.
Yeah. Going berserk, though, typically, I think, requires that you gain additional strength, right? Like, you know, when warriors...
Adrenaline.
When warriors went berserk back in the day, you know, they were known to, like, they could go on a rampage and kill 10 men by themselves.
Do you remember that old video game arcade called Berserk?
Mm-hmm.
Intruder Alert.
Yeah.
Intruder Alert. It was, like, really ghetto, but it was, like, the only one at this store in the Sweet Home where I used to stay with my cousins, and we'd go play Berserk all the time.
Nice.
And we always called it Berserk.
Uh-huh, Berserk.
But then when we saw that it had an R in it, we're like, oh, it's not Berserk. He's not going Berserk. He's going Berserk.
Yeah, he's going berserk.
In February.
Berserk.
It's like these words that have R's that we think are silent, but they're really not. You're just mispronouncing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in February. Yeah. February.
How would you say it if you were in Harvard Yard?
He's going berserk.
No, February.
February. February. I was born in February in Harvard Yard. No, I can't get it.
I think it'd just be February.
From Boston? February?
Yeah, that was probably accurate. Dude, I watched this thing the other day on the History Channel, dude, and I'd never seen... I mean, you always see pictures of... or video footage of JFK driving by, right?
Yep.
But this time I saw his actual, like, head explode. I'd never seen that
Did
before.
Did you watch it in slow motion?
It was in slow motion and close up.
Yeah.
And then it's froze framed.
With fragments?
With
fragment
was
freeze frame.
In
JFK.
The middle of the expanding of the everything.
And Jackie O is like,
and she's crawling out the back. But this documentary was so interesting because it went minute by minute, like the behind the scenes, like Lyndon Johnson didn't know forever and how, you know, he... manipulated and played parts and, you know, the behind the scenes and the tension between him and the Kennedys and that they were all riding back on the plane with the casket there. And it was a crazy documentary, man, just like of things that I hadn't heard before.
Yeah.
Rather, you know, deeper than just the
I've never really
grassy knoll kind of crap and, you know, the Lee Harvey Oswald side of conspiracy theories, but the actual story and the change of power that was going on, you know, in the country.
And then his ties with the Cuban mafia. And
yeah, I think that was a little bit before, though. I think
having sex
almost
with Marilyn
just
Monroe.
Got over that. Yeah,
I just
was
know
that,
the,
was that known before, though?
I don't think so. Maybe, but they say I heard that they said that might have had something to do. But how would that? I don't know. I've heard of all those points, but I've never watched anything that actually brought them all together to told me why.
This was
kind of
just
interesting
before anybody even knew. You know that they at some point they knew. Well, this documentary was like an hour and a half in before they even named that they had arrested a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty crazy.
Weird.
Great stuff, though.
I don't think it was Lee Harvey Oswald that did it, though.
It was somebody.
It was Jack
probably
Ruby.
Not him.
Jack Ruby did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he killed him to cover
Jack
up.
Jack Rubicon.
Welcome to the Rubicon. So I got another, just because we were talking about severed balls, this is kind of a related story, and we'll get off of that for a while.
All
but
right.
It's funny that this happened in Gigante, Colombia, which is kind of like gigantic. A man from Gigante, Colombia, had to have his penis amputated after he overdosed on Viagra.
Ah.
Officials said the 66-year-old man from Gigante, whose name has not been released, told a local newspaper that he intentionally overdosed on Viagra to impress his new girlfriend.
What?
However, the penis-enhancing drug caused the man, who said he was a former member of the Gigante Municipal Court, to experience a constant state of erection for several days.
Why would they need to cut it off?
He sought medical help. Doctors in Gigante referred the man to a medical facility where doctors noted that the man's penis was so inflamed, fractured, and showed signs of gangrene, and said that if they did not amputate, the gangrene could possibly spread to other parts of his body. He showed significant bruising on the testicles and penis. He was treated and is recovering well. Treated means he had his dick cut off at 66, Gigante, Colombia.
Can you just squeeze the blood out of it or something?
Oh, I don't know. Cut it on the side and drain it.
Something.
Sew it back up. I bet his girlfriend's impressed now.
Just run a transfusion from your penis to your arm or something, right?
Oh,
so
shit.
You're putting the blood back in?
I guess this is a theme for today. I thought we were done, but we're not. A British man was convicted of biting his neighbor's penis off during a fight. This all happened within 3 days of each other, too, mm-hmm. in Colombia and England. But the guy was fighting the charges, saying he's not gay in any way. He said they were in a fight, and he said the nearly toothless defendant bit and gnawed on the neighbor's penis after the victim sent him a text asking him to turn his music down.
Wow.
He required stitches on his penis after the fight and told the jury he had never experienced that kind of pain to this day, and I don't want to experience it ever again. The guy said, I did not bite his penis, but I did grab it.
Huh?
I grabbed at his bits and bobs, he said. Which I guess is a... Well, I didn't grab it. I grabbed at his bits and bobs. I didn't bite it. He said, I'm not gay in any way, and the thought of putting a man's penis in my mouth, well, that's just not for me. Not in a million years would I do that. But he's in custody with sentencing scheduled for next month.
And so he just turned a million and one.
That's Penis Monday. Penis and Balls Monday. Get your penis cut off.
Severed pieces.
Severed testicles, severed penises, and... bitten, and it's funny because it says nearly toothless guy gnawed and bit until it broke the skin. Ew. This has been a great podcast so far. Welcome to Monday.
You know who else did that last Monday?
Who?
Under the Dome.
Oh, those guys are dicks. I'm pissed at them.
Dude, they knew all along that it was going to be a two-season arc at least.
That's funny that you'd mention that because I felt like the Dome itself had no teeth and gnawed on my penis after that episode was finished. I was like, what? Yep. I didn't even get to finish and I've got scabs on my dick.
Yeah. I was expecting
they're gonna
another
hang him,
episode.
And it's just like Cliffhanger City. Some do a lot of seasons.
And there was a huge no reason why he was waiting to hang him.
Right. Season to get over.
Yeah, except for just like hanging on. He didn't show any like struggle of like anything inside his mind of like good versus evil. Should I hang him or should I not? He just kind of looked dumbfounded.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Hank?
Mark? Well.
What's his name in this
Big
one?
Big Jim Rennie.
Big Jim. He didn't run over there and just slap it down and hang him. Nobody ran up there to try to save him. There was just a huge hang of time there.
Played it out for dramatic purposes.
Yeah, and then I don't know if it looked like it was coming down, but maybe it just looked like it wasn't, but the things were going away, and I don't know who the monarch is now, and it's weird.
Barbie's not the monarch?
I don't know. Didn't he say that it was Julia? There's your monarch.
Okay, maybe it is Julia, that's right.
And
but why are the military looking for Barbie?
Because he's the one that can get them, he's the one that can get them out or whatever. And the radio, remember, was saying that or whatever it was. Was it the dome that was telling them that they were going to be the ones saved, like they're being protected? Like the people in the dome are being protected from what's going to happen on the outside. It's not that they're, it's not the other way around.
Right. I don't know if it was if they were just thinking that or if the dome was telling them that or what. But yeah, either way, it was a shitty ending to a series, at least for the season.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they did that just to make people just want to wait for it to come back, you know, or whatever. But
yeah.
And, of course, we haven't seen last night's episode of Breaking Bad yet.
I did.
You have not. Not right now, you haven't.
No, I have not right now.
I watched it last night. But
I did, too.
But I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either.
That's fucking weird. It but, is. Yeah, the last episode was intense, and I saw a lot of crazy shit that people were posting about how it was one of the most intense and most enjoyable hours of television that they've ever watched.
I don't know about that.
Carl Sundberg said he was nearly in tears during the knife part when Skyler cut Walt.
No, I wasn't there.
And how, you know, he just turned into this heartless, cold...
He already did that earlier in the episode to me, though. When he called
Jesse out?
When he didn't even... Yeah, the whole thing is he started off by begging for
them not
his
to
family.
Kill, don't kill Hank, too.
Showing family, yeah, Hank. And then right after that, changed, you know, straight.
Well, he cried for like a half an hour.
Yeah, well, I know, but he turned over Jesse right after and was ready to let him die, but then the guy wanted him to cook.
Well, yeah,
know?
But Jesse
and then
was the one that was setting him up to get busted, though, you know, so...
Yeah, yeah, and so, you know, I mean, so he showed his original resolve, though, is family first.
Yeah.
And to set up his family, and I think he showed that through this whole episode, and it's weird, though, that he's playing that he has been betrayed by Skyler when, you know, he's just wanted to set them up the whole time.
Now, do you think that he... that it was implied that he was aware that there was a tap and that the authorities were at his house when he called and that he was maybe playing it up a little bit to keep her out of trouble? Like, don't cross me, Skyler. You've seen what I did. I killed Gus. He said all that stuff, and he had to have known that they were at his house or at least tapping the phone.
But he's disappearing.
Oh, yeah, he's not Walt anymore.
Yeah.
And he's
already set it up just to walk away from it all.
And
he set the baby at the firehouse with Skyler's address on it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the baby will get back home, but it will also give him the power that he needs to get away.
But I just wonder how he's going to get money back to his family, because that's the main thing he wanted for his family, have to not want for anything. He wanted to keep at least that $11 million to... keep them set up, but
yeah, I don't know what I can't remember what happened to the money. But he also told Jesse about his girlfriend too, that just out of pure spite,
just to hurt him.
Yeah, just
more.
Out of pure spite.
Yep. And I heard a kind of cool thing. I guess after Odenkirk did his short part on the season finale, he threw his script in the trash and didn't read the end of it.
Yeah, he didn't read it.
I guess what's his name? Who plays Hank? I can't remember his name, but I guess after he filmed, Dean Norris, he filmed the last episode, the last episode that he was in, and then he took off right after that and flew straight out to start filming the dome.
Yeah.
So he really doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, he didn't want to sit around and lollygag. Yeah. And then, Aaron Paul the other day.
I've never watched that Talking Bad, so I don't get all that information.
He was on Kimmel. And he told Kimmel what happens at the very end of Breaking Bad, and I'm going to tell you, because Jimmy Kimmel told me, I'm going to tell everybody right now what happens.
Spoiler alert!
At the end of Breaking Bad. Okay. You'll see a promo for Low Winter Sun.
Yes, you will.
Ah! At the end.
Coming up next on Low Winter Sun. Stay tuned. Because 10 minutes into Low Winter Sun, you'll see scenes from next week's Breaking Bad. Oh, I love that show so much. I want to watch 10 minutes of a show I don't really care about. It's just about corrupt cops that's been done 100 times before.
Yeah, that they just keep showing the same. Blah, 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 blah.
You killed that man. We got to cover it up.
I tried. I can't get into it.
I didn't even try. The trailers turned me off.
And Aaron Paul, he was on that Kimmel show, and it was pretty funny because he has this hidden celebrity talent where he can tell a dog's sex just by patting its back. And so they blindfolded him and he brought it out.
Aaron?
Yeah. The guy that plays Jesse?
Yeah.
And they brought out a dog and he patted it and he said, "It's a bitch!
Bitches!"
Yep.
Was it a girl?
Yeah, and then they brought out, they just were letting him say bitch on national TV.
Magnets, bitches!
And then at the end they brought out a boy dog and he said, this one's a dude, bitches.
That's his thing.
Yep.
He likes to call people bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to remind everybody, even though I'll probably put it on the plugs, even though it'll be done Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm excited for the show coming up at the Duck Inn. It's on 6th Street in Eugene, Oregon. 1795 is the address, not the price. It's free. It's free to get in. It's going to be myself and Alex Elkin from 1450 All Comedy AM. And he's been on TV. He's been on TNT.
TNT.
He's on that show Leverage.
He's dynamite.
He is. He tagged himself as God in the post on Facebook, so he's not too arrogant, obviously. Mm-hmm. But should be a fun show, and Max Brockman's girlfriend, Sarah Lowe, will be hosting the show.
Speaking of God, it wasn't Bob Odenkirk went on. He was involved in that show, Bob the God, Devil and Me, or whatever, wasn't it?
Maybe, but I've never heard of that show.
It was like a Fox one season animated Devil and God show.
Oh, no. I've never even heard of that before.
I've never watched Oh God Part 1 or 2.
We've never seen Oh God Book 1?
No.
With George Burns and John Denver?
Mm-mm.
Dude, I watched that as a child in the theaters.
Well, I think I might have, like, when I was, like, maybe 5 when it was on TV or whatever, I remember seeing clips, but not, like, I never sat down and watched it.
I remember as a kid, I thought that it was pretty funny, and I've watched it more than once. I'm pretty sure they had that little kid that looks like John, that used to look like John Denver, that was on the Brady Bunch for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Who was he, like their cousin on the Brady Bunch? And he had that
Don Denver,
little Don Denver, and he had like a little hat with a propeller on the top, like some weird dorky kids do sometimes. You know,
I remember watching and thinking it was funny. The gods must be crazy.
Ah, Coke
when I was
bottle
a kid.
Bonk.
Yeah, but I don't remember any.
You remember that
other.
Though, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the Coke bottle, and they worshipped a Coke bottle.
Yeah, because they thought...
Because it fell out of the sky or whatever. Yeah.
I would...
Because somebody threw it off a plane, is that what happened?
Yep. After they... I think it was Mean Joe Green after he drank it all in one drink.
What did they do? Open up a window on the plane and throw it out? Is that how it started?
Must have, but wouldn't that decrease cabin pressure?
Yeah.
Maybe they have a bottle chute. In the 70s, I think they had bottle chutes.
Speaking of planes, here's one story for Dana.
All right.
Did you know that EVA, a Taiwanese-based airline, has a plane that flies to and from the U.S. now that has a Hello Kitty motif painted on it?
Wow.
You get like a boarding pass and a luggage tag with Hello Kitty stuff on it, and everything inside is Hello Kitty, like your little pillows.
Wow.
And then I think the waitresses are like dressed up all Hello Kitty style too.
Cool. She would maybe fly then.
Yeah.
But
it just goes back and forth from U.S. to Taiwan, I think.
Oh, maybe I could talk her into finally going to Taiwan so we could get one of those hookers and have a good time. Let me shoot some weird kind of marbles up in her pussy. pop them. Here, catch that one in your mouth. Ah, oh, chip my tooth, damn it. That's what happens.
Hello Kitty marbles.
Yeah, there's a Hello Kitty motif at the Taiwan prostitute station. We had some, speaking of prostitutes, I was joking around with the bride and groom because they had some little funnies that they put in their vows. Like Julie said, you have to let me to continue. You have to vow to continue to let me to watch Parenthood and Grey's Anatomy without any smart-ass comments.
Ooh.
And you have to deal with my morning grumpiness, and please don't take it personally. And then Jake's like, I don't know, just put something in there about, like, golf and fishing and rocking. Because I just want to make sure she still lets me do that stuff. And so I was like, we're at the rehearsal. And I said, yeah, he wanted me to put some things in for him that, you know, so it's going to say, to have and to hold from this day forward, blah, 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 until both of you die or whatever. As long as you both shall live. And I said, and you also must vow to allow Jake to continue to fish and golf and rock and go to the strip clubs and an occasional prostitute. And she's all, what? I was like, no, I just made that last part. I was going to say it at the wedding, but I don't know what I did, but I hadn't seen Susie and John for a while. But you know Susie, Jackie's sister, Susie,
huh?
Susie Clark. She did photos at the thing. Her and Matt kind of tag-teamed it for the photography. And their boy is like 12, almost 13 now. And she came up to me after the service, and she said, you know what? She's like, you made a fan today. And I said, a fan of what? And she's like, after you got done with the wedding, our son said, that dude's cool. Like, he is pretty cool. I can't believe you haven't met him yet, because he's a friend of Lance's and everybody's. And I was like, why do you think he said that? She's like, I don't know. It's just the way that you did the ceremony, I guess. Lance was probably because you said ass during the ceremony, because Julie said no smart ass comments after the Grey's Anatomy thing.
Ah.
I don't know. I just had.
Maybe he's a fan of Grey's Anatomy.
Maybe. But I just had, like, my normal demeanor, a little funny, mm-hmm. little just whatever. And apparently he thought I was cool.
Yeah.
So I'm cool to 12-year-olds.
Well, that's good, dude.
Oops, farted. Sorry. Kids like fart jokes, too. Hey, I'm going to get to this real quick because I can't believe that you said that at the beginning of the episode today. Celebrity birthdays. We got John Coltrane, and I believe he's still alive. Hans, correct us if we're wrong, or me, because I know you like to listen to John Coltrane, because that's been in his CD player before.
Mm-hmm.
And also, well, if he is still alive.
Saxophone player, right?
87, I think so.
What?
If he's still alive, and I will hope that he is. I'm thinking, usually the site that I go to will say if they're deceased, but it did not say, but they're not always right. Also today, don't care about him, but younger than 87, the boss, not Tony Danza.
Say it's your birthday and you're walking down the street, but you don't know nothing because of the rules. I'm the boss.
67.
Ooh, close. 64. And here's the reason I was surprised. Today's birthday, also the quote of the day. Jason Alexander, birthday today. Did you know that? Is that
no,
why you did
not.
That? Really? You didn't?
No,
what?
It was a quote of the week.
Quote of the
quote
week.
Of the day.
Well, it happened today.
I know. I
today
did not know
his
that.
Birthday. All right. How old do you think he is? Older than? I thought he was.
I'm gonna go.
I think Jerry Seinfeld's like 60.
Three.
Damn, you're good today. 54. You're one off on that, and three off on the boss. And that's all of our celebrity birthday. I just thought it was weird that you used the Jason Alexander / George Costanza quote for the week, and today it's his birthday.
I actually searched for Kramer quotes, but I couldn't find any.
Kramer quotes! Also, a couple friends used to hang out with me and Dan Morgan back in the day, and he popped up for a month or two a year or so ago and came out to some shows at the Triangle and different places back in Alaska now, I think. Eric Sprague. Hey, happy birthday, Eric. I know you listen sometimes, but probably not all the time. And also, a comic that did the show there at the Dixie with Andy Andrus and myself that you were ill and couldn't attend.
I was ill and...
He did a guest set, and his name's Dan Kennison. And if you say it in the bar, they said, did you say Sam Kennison?
Dan Kennison!
Andrus said, did you say Sam Kennison?
No,
said,
it's no. Ken Dennison.
Ken Dennison.
Mm-hmm.
So, happy birthday to Dan and Eric and Jason and Bruce and John. It's National Checkers.
Happy birthday, too, on September 17th.
To who?
Born that day, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, man, that's all of the rage. People
you know,
talking about it.
In the first 24 hours of release, and this counts pre-sales, $800 million. That's the biggest selling entertainment product ever.
They didn't get my $50 or however much it costs.
Is it
50?
It reached $1 billion.
Is it 50 bucks a pop or what?
3 days.
Around there, 60?
60 to 50, I would imagine.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I've heard some...
They probably have some limited edition, you know, 100, 200, I think, PlayStation. I don't know how much they count, you know, towards that, you know, in kind of bundles.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I guess you can... One of the cool things about it is you can flip people off while you're driving.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But Seth had posted, our good friend Seth Milstein posted a... This is the worst idea possible is to start Grand Theft Auto 5 right now, but here it goes. Just because it will consume
his time. You know, what you just said, one of the things possible, what was it?
What?
What did you say was possible now? And you can do what?
Flip off people while you're driving.
You know, another way of saying that is now you can press the triangle button after you walk up to a car and hit a square button.
I don't know the controls, man, especially on
the
Xbox.
This is the same thing. I haven't played it.
Did you do Grand Theft Auto 4?
I was really huge into the Vice City one.
Was that 3?
It was like 3.5.
Ah.
And, you know, I had a lot of fun with that game. I think this is kind of the last cycle of this generation of gaming, though. So this is probably the last... one that won't be for the next system. So you're probably going to get the best experience out of this, you know, because they've been working with the PlayStation 3 and the 360 for so long, almost 8 years now. And so they got all that technology down to where they can get the maximum out of what those machines are able to do. So I think it would probably be a very solid game.
Right on.
You know, I hear good things about it, but I'm not really into the gaming mode at this moment.
At this moment and at this juncture?
Yeah.
Buying Grand Theft Auto would not be prudent at this juncture.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we're working on a little thing that's going to be kind of funny for you guys. We got some celebrities from famous bands coming into audition for other bands that they don't sing for. And that'll be coming later this week, probably. Maybe today, if you're lucky. If you're really good and you tell everybody to listen to our show, then maybe we'll break it out today. But
break it out.
That's just a teaser for you.
Break it out.
Well, Jerry Murphy Jr. posted on my timeline. What did he post? Like, I don't know. I don't care.
Did you know that people have more than 5 senses?
Yeah, the sixth sense. I see dead people.
Nope.
Okay, what is it?
There's more than 6.
How many?
How about the sense of thermoception? The ability to the sense of heat on our skin.
Isn't that just a sense of touch?
I don't know. It's controversial.
I've never heard of it.
What about equilibrioception? Our sense of balance.
Okay.
Is that just what is that just sense of touch? Hear,
no,
smell.
Not balance, no.
Sense of balance.
Equilibrium?
Mm-hmm. What about nociception, the sense of pain?
Ooh.
Is that just touch?
Well, it seems like touch is on your dermis. On your skin, right?
Not your nerves.
Yeah. Inner touch, maybe.
Hmm. What about proprioception?
Sneezed, sorry. What was that one? I sneezed.
Proprioception, which is your body awareness, the conscious knowledge of where your body parts are.
That's just knowledge, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe it's a sense.
Where are you getting? Where are you getting this from? The internet?
Yep.
Well, then it's got to be true.
Yep.
Scientific studies show that we have what, 8 senses?
Yeah, that's 9 now. So the 6th sense would be our 10th sense.
Seeing dead.
And
people.
Then you—that's not even counting common sense. But not everybody's got that.
That's a sense that's a good one. I've never heard. That's the 6th sense.
Yep.
Which most people lack.
All right, you got a number between 1,000 and 1.
Believe it or not, I've got 999.
All right, let's look up 999.
Oh, that wasn't my number, but go ahead. That'll be it. That'll be it. Yeah. That's how many numbers are in between 1,000 and 1.
Oh, play hard to get when you want to get got.
Okay, I will. Play hard to get when you want to get got. And if you don't, you can suck my twat.
You got another number?
712.
All right, 712.
That's a pretty random number.
Don't give an inch.
Okay. What if that's all you got? Just keep it,
keep it to yourself.
Okay, I'm sending Flames a text. I was going to call him. On the air, but I decided not to because he just go, yeah. Plus, he told me he's only got 6 minutes left on his card. So,
do you know everything about Quentin Tarantino that you think you know?
No, I know everything I think I know, but I don't know everything. I know I don't know everything about him.
Did you know he was once on a TV show?
I've seen him on several TV shows.
Did you ever know he was on? He played an Elvis impersonator in one of those shows.
TV show?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I might have, but...
He played an Elvis impersonator on The Golden Girls.
How long ago?
Well, it was in the 80s, late 80s.
Weird. So it was just an extra, just
yeah,
a part?
He was just an Elvis impersonator on there. Weird. They came to their house, I think. I saw it on the internet.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Quentin you want Tarantino. Another crazy one?
Sure. Crazy Quentin Tarantino.
No, that was my only Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, damn it.
Did you know there was a band in... Do you know the band that was in Biodome?
Tenacious D? No.
Yep.
Was it? Yeah. Bab. Yep. I can't believe that that came out of my mouth.
That's that is awesome. Correct.
Yes. I guess I know my shit.
All right. Did you know Jack Black was an extra in an early... Well, it wasn't an early... Sylvester Stallone movie, but it was a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Cliffhanger?
Nope. Demolition Man.
Ah, with Snipes and Bullock.
Yep.
Okay. He was also in Mars Attacks. Cable Guy.
Ah!
Cable Guy. He was in, of course, most people know he gets killed in that one Bruce Willis movie.
Hudson Hawk?
No. It's an action movie.
The Last Boy Scout?
No. It's got one word name. Might not be
Die
Bruce
Hard.
Willis. No, that's two words.
Might not be Bruce Willis?
Might not be Bruce Willis, now that you're naming all these Bruce Willis movies.
Are you talking about...
The something.
Oh.
And he died in it. The Guardian, not The Guardian, the... Fuck Man.
The Fuck Man. I remember that movie.
Fuck Man. That was such a good movie.
Yep, isn't that Buttman's brother or something?
Yes. The famed porn maker, Buttman.
You know who played the ambiguously gay duo, the voices?
Ace and Gary. No, I don't know.
They're very popular now.
Are they a duo, a team, or are they just...
Oh, they used to be.
Okay, but now
they used to be a team that worked on the Jon Stewart show. But now, Steve Carell
really?
And Stephen Colbert.
Wow. I did not know that. Now, I bet if I listen to it, knowing it's Steve Carell, you will know, or Carell, however you say it. How do you pronounce that?
Carell, I think.
Carell.
Steve Carell. Steve Carell.
Carell.
Carl.
Steve Carell.
Caramel.
I'm Steve.
Is it caramel or caramel?
Ian Carmel. Who is now, did I mention that last week? He's a writer for Chelsea Lately Now.
Really? Do you pronounce his name Caramel?
Nope. It's Karmel. But he did a cool little like 15-second skit where he was completely naked except for his socks riding a wrecking ball making fun of Miley Cyrus. And he's all swinging on the wrecking ball, singing the song, and then because he's so fat, the chain breaks, and he just falls out of the screen, you know, out of the frame or whatever you call it.
Did he do it at a school?
I don't know. It was a set. It was just like a little, it might have been a vine.
There's something about some school in that scene lately that I didn't bother looking at that news bit.
Yeah.
Did you know the largest living organism is in Oregon?
An organism.
An organism.
Okay.
In the Malheur National Forest, it is a 2,200-acre mushroom.
Jim Louder.
I know.
Check that shit out.
It's between 2,000 and 8,000 years old.
Whoa.
And it's like half underground. They used to think it was just a bunch of little small sprouts coming up around trees and stuff, but it turns out it's one big giant organism.
Wow. That's more spores.
More spores.
That's an old Void song, by the way.
Yep.
More spores.
And it was also a parody song of domesticide spores. Wasn't it? Open spores?
It was called More Scars.
Oh. No, wasn't there sores?
More sores. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
More scores. More sores. That more chick has sports. Way more sores than me.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I saw a guy the other day. I'm not even going to mention his name, but he doesn't ever really do that stuff that gives you sores. And it just looks like he's been doing that
AIDS?
Stuff. No. He's been messing around, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's just, I don't like it. And I saw him, and I thought it, and then my wife said it after he left, and I said, I thought that, but I didn't want to think it. And then I saw my dad, and I said, hey, I saw Dan. Oh, no. Not nobody. Didn't see anybody. Uh-huh. Saw this guy the other day, and my dad goes, oh, I saw him at the store, but he didn't see me. He's like, he looked like he'd been up for a week. And I was like, damn it. That's what I thought, too. He just looked like, and he had some sores on his face and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
Kids, don't do meth. Breaking Bad's just for fun. That's just an imaginary show. You don't really want to do that stuff. It's
did
bad.
Did you hear about his new show coming up?
Who, Walt?
Yeah. He's going to...
Superman?
He's going to be a chemistry teacher.
I thought he was Lex Luthor.
Who gets cancer and turns to start making sarin gas.
Serengeti?
Yep, Serengeti gas.
Oh, Serengeti. You know what's funny is my...
Serengeti gas.
Serengeti Lee. Serengeti Lee. Cause
Sarah, dude, that would be awesome.
You know Sarah Lee?
Mm-hmm.
The snacks that you can get?
Yeah.
Nobody doesn't like Serengeti Lee. They got married, and is that like a desert, the Serengeti Lee? The Serengeti Lee Desert is what we, Farmer Tape knows has to take some credit for that because he said Serengeti Lee. And I just wonder if Getty's wife's name is Sarah.
I like to play with the sarin, how poisonous Getty Lee is.
Serengeti.
Yeah. You know,
the Serengeti thick in here, I can't breathe.
There's a desert in Antarctica that hasn't had rain for millennia.
A desert in Antarctica? Are you sure that it's not snow instead of sand?
Nope. They don't get much snowfall up there. It's just frozen.
Dude.
But
how could it be a desert then? If
it's just a desert, and it hasn't had rain. A desert is something that gets less than, I think...
40 calories.
It's like less than so many inches a year.
Oh.
And so, yeah. And then, but up there, it's like it hasn't had rain for, I think it was a million years.
Hmm.
A million? Desert, yeah.
Whoa. That's some dry shit.
Yeah.
So is there a difference between a desert island and a deserted island? Because you've heard both, right?
Yeah.
I'm stranded on a desert island. What, it doesn't rain there?
What about a desert island?
That would be great.
They have those, like, in the Merle's Chuck Wagon.
Yeah, it's right in the middle, and it's just all desserts. It's like, oh, it's a deserted island.
But a desert island it's would be deserted. One that is all sand, right?
And it can't rain a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be all sand. You just said it was ice. So if it was deserted, I live on a deserted...
It could be a deserted desert island.
That's what I was going to say, where you eat dessert.
Yeah. Because all that's fallen down is coconuts and bananas. And then you split the banana and you put the coconut in there like it's ice cream.
You put the banana in the coconut because banana is a root fruit.
It is.
Or a vegetable. Oh, Hans, we're glad to have you back. We're going to do doubles.
Later.
It's always Jerry Murphy and he'll
know he's a player.
Okay, today, last week, on this day, Hans was listening to Kiss Dynasty, which spawned the million platinum hit I Was Made for Loving You, which
dude,
is
that...
they stepped into disco. But Ace Frehley had some really cool songs on that CD or tape or whatever you're listening to there. Oh, it's a CD player. So I hope you agree with me. Their version of the Rolling Stones' 2000 Man, thumbs up from Terry. Save Your Love, awesome.
That album cover used to scare the shit out of me, too.
Gene Simmons had some big eyes on that fucker.
Dude, that whole thing just looked demonic to me.
What, the
kid.
Four heads?
Yeah.
The four faces look, oh, but just because they're painted up?
Dude, I was like four, and all I wanted to do is go down the bathroom, down the hall to the fucking bathroom on the end, but right there was a fucking big old picture of these people right on my sister's door.
Oh, she had a poster of it?
No, it was just the record cover.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, a dimly lit hallway. And all I want to do is go down to the bathroom. Yeah, it was probably the least... one of their lesser scary albums musically, though.
I want to give it all to you. Well, Hans, whatever. And then
he also had
week,
a Pablo Cruz album cover. That scared the shit out of me, too.
You got to find your place in the sun. And so then he was listening to Turbo Negro, Party Animals, which I think is what we listened to on the way up to the Baghdad show when I rode with Bryce Jones and Seth Milstein. And I thought that it was some other band for a while, and I did. Hadn't heard Turbo Negro except on TV a couple times, so go Hans listening to some Kiss and some Turbo Negro.
Mm-hmm.
He's a racist.
Yep.
I'm tired of being everybody's Negro.
Why isn't there a Negro Kiss?
There's
like they got a mini Kiss, why don't they have a Negro Kiss?
Because they have to paint their face white, and that's
yeah, but they'd be a lot more funky.
That's redundant, though. Yes, they would be. They'd be Funk Kiss.
Yep.
Funkus. Funk Kiss.
Funkus. That sounds like a fucking David Cross character. Funkus.
Yeah, Toby Funkus.
Yep.
Oh, this is weird. My dad, he's almost 70.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him the other night, and he's like, have you ever heard of this weird sexual fetish? And I was like, maybe, maybe not, because there's so many. He's like, I'm not sure what it's called, but the lady was talking about it on TV they were watching. And she was a conservative type lady, and she was saying, oh, my son, he's doing this thing where he has a girl service him orally while he is taking a poop.
Oh, some.
I call it the blow dump.
Was it like a blumpkin or something?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool. But apparently they went on in an elaboration about it, and they said that there's supposed to be some really cool feeling when you're voiding both areas. Like, you don't know whether you're coming,
well,
you're coming and going at the same time.
Is it just...
They try to time it to where as they're ejaculating, yeah, they're shitting at the
but
same time.
But isn't it just that your poop is rubbing against the prostate, like they say the male G-spot is in the butt, right? Like,
I never thought of that.
Yeah, I think it's... So you, it could just be
so
done the same way.
Pooping back and forth with a three-way.
Just,
you could poop back and forth while you're giving me
so
a blowjob.
So you could get the same thing probably done with the old fingeroo.
But then what came up into my mind into the conversation with my dad was, well, me and Dustin were talking about astronauts and how they pee and poop, and you gotta...
Astronauts.
And when they're shitting out their astronaut poop, they can't poop while they're peeing, and they can't pee while they're pooping. So that's when we talked about, I don't think I can poop without a little bit of pee coming out, even if I've already just peed.
Uh-huh.
So I guess you wouldn't have to worry about that if you were getting a blowjob.
Yeah.
I guess you can't pee. I don't know. That's just weird. And
that would
also
probably be how you would have to do it to manage to separate. You would probably have to wait until you have a piss boner and then poop.
Yep. Piss boners, they're coming back full circle. Yeah, it's called the maybe, what'd you call it, a blumpkin?
I think so. That's what John used to call it.
Oh, you've heard of that?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of the blow dump, blump, blow, blump. Where's the kin come from?
I don't know. I think it's just like, I don't know, it's a splash sound. Kin?
Blumpkin?
Blumpkin?
Wow.
You know what I was listening to? I was listening to Ahab.
The Arab?
Ahab.
Ahab the Arab?
Mm-hmm.
Who? What's
no.
That?
I think it's like a band, Ahab.
Huh.
They're kind of doomy, but they're kind of a lot growly vocal for me.
Mm.
They're pretty growly vocal for me. Yeah, like really super low growly. Like almost brown note growly. But then he did this singing that would almost sound like wailing sounds.
Where'd you hear this, Ahab?
It was on YouTube.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that it's been in Hans's CD player before. Ahab.
Ahab.
Like the wailing guy. Wasn't there a wailing guy called Ahab?
Yeah. He was the guy from Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was the captain.
I hear you listen to this, and then you read Moby Dick, and it gives a whole doomy experience to Moby Dick.
Huh. Could be.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard that. Mastodon sings about Moby Dick on a whole album.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who else sang about Moby Dick?
What?
Who? Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. That was a drum solo. That was a weird interpretation of a fucking big whale.
Mm-hmm.
He was a whale of a drummer, though.
Yeah. The lyrics are awesome on that song.
Yeah. Whales. Okay, I got one crazy Oregon story before we go, maybe, and I got a kind of crazy Florida story, but Oregon wins on this one. So I guess I'll read the crazy Floridian story first. Authorities of Florida say that three co-defendants pleaded guilty after court security deputies found them passing notes in the courtroom. Like, you're in school, dude. You're in trouble. No mm-hmm. passing notes, but the notes actually told one of the defendants what he was supposed to say.
Ooh, that's not good.
They were charged with home invasion and armed robbery, and the deputy discovered the note written by one of the other suspects advising the defendant on what to say in court to keep their story straight.
Oh, man.
So then they had to re-enter their plea. So that's not that crazy, but I just thought it was funny that they got reprimanded for passing notes in court. Now, here's the weird story from Oregon.
And that they thought they'd get away with it.
Yeah, from Jamieson, Oregon. Jamieson. Mm-hmm. An Oregon family said that one of their cows on their farm just gave birth to a two-headed calf. Just 2 days ago. Well, actually, it was on Thursday, so 4 or 5 days ago. But the calf did not live long after birth because they were hitting it in the heads with a sledgehammer. No, I'm just kidding. They weren't. It just died because those things don't usually live. But, it only had one neck, but it had two ears and four eyes, and they're keeping the calf's body frozen until they decide what they want to do with it. I think they should have it taxidermied.
They're probably just going to clone it, right?
But it's dead. Oh, they froze it so they could clone it.
Maybe.
Okay, so Oregonians against Floridians, pretty lame today.
Yeah,
but
I don't have any stories of those. But
okay.
Do you have a theme song rolling? I got a segment coming up.
I never got those in here, so you'll have to dub that in later. Oh, wait. I got them somewhere. You got a segment?
Oh. No, it was, yeah.
What, like, for what is it?
It's Jock Talk.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you kind of caught me off guard. You got anything else you can talk about for 5 seconds?
What happened?
What happened to you yesterday that you remember?
Yesterday? Well, it poured buckets, I remember, early in the morning, and then...
Buckets of blood?
Buckets of blood, dude. I'll tell you what, though, those tree people, you ever get those tree people that come to town that just want to chop your trees, trim them up around the power lines?
Oh, Trees Incorporated?
Yeah.
Yeah? They don't...
Well, they don't fucking trim them around your power lines, they just cut random branches down.
They do?
They don't. I didn't flip the flag and put them around my power lines.
Did they do it around here recently?
Yeah, just the other day. The last two times I've lived here. They've done it
The last few times I've lived here.
And neither time. They topped the tree off the first time, but then, you know, there's still branches under the power lines.
Huh. Well, they're getting
all
paid probably good money to do that
shit. Yeah, hung out all day. Fucking,
well, they hung out all day.
Yep, you know, I walked by their fucking wood chipper thing, and it was fucking smell of nice fresh apples. It's like, man, I could have fed those to my fucking worms, man.
Yeah, so fuck those Trees Incorporated people. I'm sick of those guys.
Yeah.
And now, onto our new segment of the day. Maybe every day, who knows. Here we go.
Hey, it's
Jock Talk! And welcome to Jock Talk with Gatch. He's
going
to talk about your jock.
Hey, the Seattle Mariners are out of the playoff race.
Oh, no. What happened?
And that's all the time we have for Jock Talk.
All right. Thanks for listening to Jock Talk. We'll be back on Wednesday with more Jock Talk with Dustin Gatchel. That was a pretty good segment.
Thanks.
Yeah. Poor Mariners. God,
yeah, that's probably like 6 months old news, though. I have no idea. I just assume.
Didn't football season just start?
Yeah, but the Mariners are baseball.
Oh, that's right. I'm fucking, I wasn't even kidding. I was at a friend's house on Sunday, and they had some football on the TV, and it was, I'll let you know that I did know, it was the Green Bay Packers against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, yeah. But that was earlier today. Yesterday.
Earlier yesterday. And when I went up there, I said, oh, Cincinnati's playing Great Britain, huh? Great Britain, because it just said GB at the top, and then it said Sin. I was like,
that's hilarious.
A long time ago, Lance had, like, I guess it, now I found out it was a San Diego Chargers hat, and just had the S with the D over top of it. You know what
Yep.
I was like, what team plays for South Dakota? And he's all, they don't have a team. Still won't go to sportsordumb.com because I like sports. That's Lance. He's, I like sports. He's not going to go there. He refuses to go there. So if you'd like to write something about sports and how they're dumb, or if you want to think that we're dumb because we think sports are dumb, we accept those influences too. It's sportsordumb.com.
I don't think sports are dumb. I just think that it's funny.
It's funny to say that.
Well, I think there's a lot of parts of sports that are very dumb.
Yeah.
You know, the pageantry of it all. And
wait, they have a pageantry?
Fucking A, dude.
What grows on a pageant tree?
Yeah, they have pageants. You know, like those old people. I think they started Christmas and they had druids, right? They had pageants.
Oh, those were pagans.
Oh, pagan tree.
Pagan tree. I have one of those at my Christmas
party. They worship
party.
Trees.
A pagan. It's, I worship pagans.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I am a pagan. No, I'm not. I'm Pagan Al Bundy. And if I was Al, I would have been Pagan Pegbell Bundy more often than he was just like so upset that he had to like deal with his wife. And when she wanted to have sex, he was always like, poor fella.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shit, we better wrap this up for today.
There's
I guess
a joke for you somewhere in there about being pagan. Like, I'm pagan. You got your leg
Peg
going
leg.
On, right? I'm
pagan. Pagan Al Bundy.
Yep.
I'm Pagan Al Bundy in the ass.
Ah!
Hey, I'd like to thank our awesome sponsors, Pizza Now, who provides
Heck
us
yeah.
with delicious, cheesy meat.
I love those guys,
goodness.
Man.
And I can taste it already. I had a couple corn dogs earlier today, but I'm really looking forward to that pizza.
Those sound good, too.
Yeah,
pizza, corn dog, a
corn dog
pizza.
With mini corn dogs. Also, if you'd like to see what's going on in the world of me, narcissistic Terry Guile, go to terrygile.narcissist.com. Just kidding. It's just terrygile.com. And if you don't know how to spell it, you're not my friend.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's G-E-I-L at the end and a regular Terry. Also, check out dudeschillin.com.
Go to tagcast.com and click the donate button and buy us a beer.
Oh, yeah. We got to start a new campaign. The month's almost over. We did get enough funds to cover this month, obviously, because you're still hearing us. Just right down to the wire, though. So we're going to hope that the Brownsville Car Wash can extend their tenure with us here as far as plugging and advertising.
Mm-hmm. And just donate enough for us to buy a beer. We won't drink it. We'll just
Yeah, I know other people that are collecting money so they can go to Vegas for their podcast. Now,
what?
We're just giving back to you, the listener, and we know how important we are
to
you.
I want to go to Vegas.
I know. We should start a separate...
What are they going
to
do in Vegas in their podcast?
I just think they're going to go to Vegas and party.
And then
not to mention any names, but they're going to go there and be big and loud.
Ah!
So, yeah, that send them to Vegas. So maybe we could get a different... Once we can start bringing in enough revenue to cover our costs to bring you this wonderful show, that you really don't want to go without.
Rev it up.
Then we will think about saving funds from you lovely listeners to go to Vegas. But until then, just send us a dollar to our PayPal.
Yeah,
you go to tagcastpodcast.com and there's a donate icon, or you can go to the Amazon link. We made a little
Amazon link, you know, we get a little bit of money from that. And it helps us out a lot.
Yeah, it actually made up for the difference from our two sponsors to cover the lowest overhead that we have. Which is, we're not going to tell you that it's $1,000 because it is. But we need money, and you got to listen closely or you won't hear this show ever again.
Yeah.
Well, we've had a wonderful Monday. I have talking with you guys, and thanks for listening. I love talking about severed genitalia.
And astronauts.
Yes. Getting a blumpkin. All that good stuff. Yeah, I contacted a friend. Hopefully we'll get him in here on Wednesday, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe Friday. I'm trying to line up a guest for the show. We'll see if he can come over, and maybe he'll bring a bonus douchebag for you. We like to have douchebag on the show. You drawing the curtains on me?
Yep.
Dude, open them back up. I'm not done yet.
I'm sending signals out to the neighbors.
You got any of that coke left, man?
I got about 1.3 tons of it.
Hey, thanks for listening. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Rock on.
And metal up your nose. Hey, all you taggots. Do you mind if I call you a taggot? Or is that derogatory? I'm going to tell you what's going on in the next few weeks and months as far as shows, comedy, rock and roll, heavy metal, stuff like that, in case you might want to go out and do stuff. I think it's kind of a short list. I don't have my shit together. But every second Friday of the month, there's a comedy show at Cornucopia, which is 5th and Pearl in Eugene, hosted by Mike McGowan. I've heard it called pantsless comedy. I did comedy there, but I had my pants on. It's always got a great lineup, so check that out. September 25th, it's Comedy Night at the Duck Inn with Alex Elkin and myself. Oh, that's me, Terry Gow. It's a 9 o'clock show. It's free. You got to be 21 to get in, though. The 26th of September, it's Bellwitch, Palo, and Mike Scheit solo acoustic set at Tiny Tavern. That's 3rd and Blair in Eugene, 9 p.m. show, 21 and over. Could be a couple dollars to get in. Could be free. I'm not sure, but either way, it'd be worth it. The 28th is a Saturday, this coming Saturday, Necryptic World of Lies and Existential Depression at Black Forest. A free show starts at 10 o'clock, maybe 9, but usually 10 o'clock shows there. They're always free, no cover charge, 21 and over. October 4th at the Wow Hall, it's Brian Posehn doing stand-up comedy with Derek Sheen, also a stand-up comedian. Drew and Marcus from the Donkey Show will get to do comedy sets opening for those guys as well, so go online and check for tickets for that. October 8th, Michael Fronte and Spearhead at McDonald Theater. Haven't heard a lot from them, but I have a few friends who like them, so I like to keep you informed on that. I try to look at my other scribblings as I talk. Diamond Head and Raven are playing at the Hawthorne Theater October 11th, and our friends, my friend Joseph Wickstrom, he plays for Nether Regions, they're getting to open for Diamond Head and Raven, so that's pretty cool. Also opening for Neurosis pretty soon. I don't have the information on that, but I will collect it and get it to you. October 11th also, Orange Goblin at Mississippi Studios. That's part of the three-day Fall into Darkness Doom Festival put on by Nathan Carson up there in Portland at the 10th through the 13th of October. See what else? Guar, October 15th, with Whitechapel and a couple other bands also at the Hawthorne Theater. October 19th, probably the last time Bikini will be playing at the Dixie for a while. That's a Saturday night for the Willamette Valley local music scene's second anniversary party. Also performing is Sick Man, the Alice in Chains tribute band, and a band from Portland called Slow Motion Pornography, which is an awesome band name. That's a free show, 9 o'clock, Dixie Creek Saloon. Let's just come out and have one last awesome time. Would you just come out with us, please? Please? November 26th, Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater. My friend Tony Avila, Tony Pasapadero from World of Lies will be opening that show. You can get tickets from Tony. It'd be better than buying them from, like, the ticket place, because you'll save money and you will benefit my friend. And they have an awesome band. October 13th, skip this one, Creator and Overkill Hawthorne Theater. Lots of good shows are coming up. I think Bleepin' Funny at Sambon's Garage is the last Saturday of October, which I believe is the 27th in October, if my brain calendar works correctly. That's a clean comedy show. You get all the laughs without all the vulgarity. We bleep ourselves. It's awesome. It's hosted by Leanne Joshua. And I think that's about it for now. So thanks for listening, you guys. I promise to gather more shows because even though I stretch that out to the normal amount of time, I left a lot of stuff out because I'm a slacker. But thanks for listening to our show, the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Get back to it. And as Jesse from Breaking Bad would say, bitches!